Voice of Hashir this week is being sponsored by Shuli Halpert, Lenishmas, his Kashua father, her Rav Ben Tzion Ben Moire, Rav Yekasil Yehuda, Zatzal, whose yard site is Kimel Shabbat. Shkoyach God for Hashir coming on such a cold night from such a long distance.
Thank you, Mendy. Excuse. And Maseches Shavuos, as we all know, Avraham will tell you the makor of what I'm saying, is that a week, Shavua, Shiva, seven, and swearing are related to each other. Like it says by Avraham making a Shavua, Be'er Sheva, that the Pshat, a week is something that's really doesn't exist, in nature that doesn't exist. There's a day, there's a month, there's a year, the solar year, lunar month. A week is not only based on one thing, that we believe that there's a Shabbos, there's an ongoing Shabbos. So it's something that in a sort of in a way we create. And a Shavua is the Pshat, you're bringing yourself into something that was not there before. You're creating something that was not there before. People who learn Daf Yomi, and who learn Daf Yomi Be'ian, who Baruch Hashem, people like you, they're really tremendous. The one thing I always, the conversation I always have with Mendy is, where they up to? I get nervous, you know, but Baruch Hashem, this is already a yeshivish sugis. The Baruch Hashem should help you. Learn the sugi of Arvis, Kol Yisrael, Arevim Zebizeh. I once heard from Rashiva Zatzal from Vutna, say, he said that, he quoted a maral, that... Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebizeh means also, Arev means, as the Rebbe used to say in high school, co-signers, a guarantor, but also means they're mixed together. They're mixed together. And Chida Taka says that a Kli is Kohanim Levim Yisrael. You need a Kli to mix people together. Eretz Yisrael is the place of Arvus, as we know, because that's the Kli that holds us together.
A raven, right?
So the pshat is that by us learning here, this is the greatest harvest we could do, the greatest connection we could have to other Yidin. Yidin are learning, it's an unbelievable thing. Years ago, there wasn't such a reality. Mamash, no such reality. Nowadays, people that are holding by the same blood, talking to each other, asking each other's kashas. It's really a tremendous chus. All right, you have a cloud, Einish Barn al Shibut Karkos, right? Learning about Shavuos, Moedim Mikzis, let's take an example. Person comes, you owe me $100. The person says, no, I owe you $50. somebody once told me they learned in Veen, and the Veena Rav gave it for her to the children. Says, what's the Moedim Mikzis? Says, so you owe me $100, you owe me $50. No, $1,000 and $500. That's a little more realistic. Says, make it real. So a person that says, you owe me 100, he says, I owe you 50. So the Torah says that there's a din of ki who's there, he's nishba. He makes a shvua. So it says in the Mishnah, elu dvarim she'ein nishbarim lehem, avadim shtaras karkos, vekdeshes. So they spoke specifically on karka. Gemara learns that from drushes, vibri mit vibri klok, prat klok, ein nishbarim al shibut karkos. That means like the Mishnah says, if a person says, So the case of the Mishnah is where you say you owe me 10 kfonim and he says I only owe you 5 kfonim. So Mamela, he doesn't take a shvur because Einish Ban al Karkos. Right? In Rambam, in Ilchus Tein V'Nitan, in Perkei Alacha Beis, he says like this. Shnei sodos machartali, lo machartil chayalachas. Shnei avodim, shnei shtoros, because the same thing as an avodim, shtoros, Gemara learns of Joseph. Ein lecha b'yaldi shtar echad, eved echad, reizah. So shvus hasis, that's a different thing, as you know, but there's no shvu deraisa. Chayim chotam v'machatzezeh, eved, and so forth. V'chein, the Rambam says, ha-choyfer b'sdei chavei rabayrus shichin amas. He goes ahead, and he makes a bar. He damages his field. He digs into his friend's field. V'fsida, he causes a loss. Hareyu chayv l'shalem. Bein shatan shechava v'om aloi chafarati, shatan chafar shtey myris v'om aloi chafarati achas. You dug two holes, two grains, whatever it is, myris. Or shahoy yasham edach shechava v'om aloi chafarati klum. So it's nisba hesis. And as the Rambam says, that there's no din of shvuah deraisa. In other words, even though what it seems, what he's asking for, we would all think, is when you ruined my field, you dug into my field, so you caused me $100 damage. I will figure out the damage. You have to pay me $100. And he says, no, I didn't do it. I only did $50 worth of damage. So it seems like it's a question of mammon, of damim. So Rambam says this is also called karka. That's what Rambam says. First we'll see the Raivit. We're going to focus on the Raivit. The Raivit says, Omar Avram, near Dvaram, I agree with him. I agree with the Rambam. Shetavoy, the Shetavoy, Lemalos Achfiris. We tainas, go ahead and fill back. Let's go. You dug up. There's ground there. Now go ahead, put the ground back and fill it up. If you can go ahead and sort of rectify the damage that you did, that's what I want you to do. He made it to whatever he did, he made it in a way that the field is not equal. So go ahead and straighten it out again. Avin Tavol, Lashalim Pichsa, if you tied it to him, you damaged my field. That's it. It's ruined. It's not good. Harei Kashar Tvias Mamin, Ukimisha Omar Loi Chavalta Bishtaim. It's like somebody says, you hit me twice, you hit me something that's worth two. Vurma lo chavalti alachas. I only hit you once, hit you in a way that I'm only chayv one. In other words, that in the Rambam, the way the Rambam is understanding the Rambam is, no matter what the tviya is, since the source comes from karka, that is a din of karka. Rambam learns that whatever you're doing, whatever whatever way you're paying him, but it's since the tviya comes from karka, that's a din karka. And the Raivit is mechalik. The Raivit goes ahead and says it depends. If he tells him, go ahead and fix the field, go ahead and put back the karka that was there, put back the dirt that was there, or be mashvidach. So then that's called tvias karka. But he says for domim, that's not. So Magad Mishnah over this quotes the Raivit. He says the ein chilek shekotza ravzai, says on the Raivit near enochem. He says, I understand you don't want to hold like the Rambam. According to the Rambam, any tviya that has to do karka is called karka. You hold out, he's paying, he's asking for money. So I understand, that's called, you argue, that's, but in your case, where you're going ahead and you're telling him, go ahead and fix my field, go ahead and put back the dirt. So he says, he says, you know, maybe I'll go fix it. Do you mind? Try. But I'm not asking. I'm asking you for money. I can't force you to do it. So all I'm asking is for, go ahead for money. If I'm willing to let you do that, fine. So he says, Hilkach mali tov l'malos mali tov, whatever he asks him to do. I can't force you to do it. So therefore, my tvi is always the tvi of Sodomim. V'kan v'kan tvi of Sodomim by machmas karkin. And the Chanami, cause Machmas Kaka, which is the Rambam Shita, but Sof Kosof, all yes can double. Now, it's basic Magad Mishnah's question is, what kind of, in the Rambam, you don't see that I could force you to go ahead and fix the field. All I see is that since the Tviya came, because a Karka has a din of Karka, but the Raivit is Machalik between if I ask you to fix the field, I ask you for money, what's the difference? They're both Tainas Dumb. That's the Kasha of the Magad Mishnah. The Rashba, let me just get out the Rashba over here. Rashba and Shuas seems to ask that same question. So he goes into Kas Kosov Arav, he brings the Rambam, then he says, Matsasi Laraivit, Shehigish Varayazu, the Sefer Sagas, the Tophos of a Kosom, the Hosom Niranadvarm, Shetavau, the Moloi Sachafiris, Lamaloi Sachafiris, Avim Taval, the Shalom Pichsa, Yarev Kashat Vias Mam, Kamashama, Chavat Bishtan Vahulu. Vanit miyal ravzal da fil tevem menu mos the malus achvirus einzu tvias karka shamazik einachav the malus in balifto atzim betashlumei nezik. He says even if he says what's the difference? Whatever you're doing over here, right? There's no way for him einzu tvias karka shamazik einachav the malus in balifto atzim betashlumei nezik. He's not chayv to do it. So what is that that it's called karka? That's the Rashba over here. In Minchas Chinuch quotes a shach. It's a little riches the shach. The Shach says that in a Chanami, he says that according to the Raivid, there's a din that if you ruin someone's field, the person could be machriach you to go ahead and fix the karka. He says, I'll pay you. But no, I want it to be fixed. I just don't want the money. I don't want to start looking for somebody till I get a worker. You got to get the person. You got to fix it. I'm not interested in going around looking for a handyman. We all know how difficult that is. So you take care of it. That's the Minchas Chinuch. And Rabbeinu Peretz In Bava Kamma, in Mem Chesem Beis, in the Sugis of Bar, he says, at the end, just to read you the Lashon, he says, "Ma'ir kagon shel nesratzo lekabel meno reitzer sheistamena veyochol lekoyfal kach." Rabbeinu Peretz Taka says, the new Rabbeinu Peretzes that they have on Bava Kamma. So he says, "Ena chenami, the person can force the other person to go ahead. The mazik can force the nizik to be mamal chafias." So Mamela, it's the Minchas Chinuch says that according to this. Once he didn't have the Rebbeinu Peretz, but he says, "Ein achanami, you could force a person." He learns in the Ravid that there is a din, a chiddush din, that you could force a person to go ahead and be mamala de karka. That's the Rebbeinu Peretz. That's what he ends with there. Now, lemaisa, there's a gemara. I just need a gemara above a kamma. I'm sorry, the gemara above a kamma. It says there. Shkreich. Oh, the gemara comes.
Big one.
Thank you. In above a kamma, daf memches. The Gemara says like this: "Amar Rava, hichnis shara lechatz of baal bayis shelo bishus. I take my animal, my shara, into the chatz of the baal bayis shelo bishus. I have no right to go in there. V'chafa ba'bay v'shichan ma'as. And my shara went ahead and ruined the field. Right? It was chafa ba'bay v'shichan ma'as. Bala shara chay v'niske chatzah. So now he has to pay for the v'niske chatzah. U'bala chatzah." Chayiv Beniske Habar. Now, if somebody goes and falls into that bar, so the Baal HaChatzah is chayiv for that bar. It's called his bar. Why? State in the Gemara, Afagav Dama Mak Yichre Ish Bar V'lo Shar Bar. Only chayiv if you create a bar, not if the Shar's bar. But Hacha Kivin De Isay LaHayach LeMeluye. Since the Baal HaChatzah has a bar in his rishus, and he goes ahead and he leaves it alone. V'lo kamalye, kemanda karya dami. So Gemara says, since he didn't fill it up, it's ki'ilu, he went ahead and created the bar. Ki'ilu was karya the bar, look, he dug out the bar. The Shita asks this. The Shita in Bamitzir, the Sugya v'enishbon al-karkos, v'enishbon al-shibu-karkos. Well, yeah, no, but in a case where whatever, let's say he gave him rishus to go in there, and he went. So the Shita Mukabatzis brings from the Taisvei Arosh. He says if somebody goes ahead and asks for karka, bima mala my karka. So he says tvius metaltalin darminim beperk shorsha nagach sapar. He says shayra lechotza ba'bayis v'chofa ba'bayis v'sofa. Why isn't the Bala Shah mechuyev to fill up? What are you telling me that the Bala Chotz is chayev alzbar because he should mamala? If you're telling me that the din is if I'm mazik you, it doesn't matter if a mazik be a dime or mazik you through any type of hezik, through moment of mazik. If the din is that you can be machuyev me that I have to go ahead and pay and fill up the bar. So al bala shalom luye. You see, not that way. Nice and ledme esko bala chotze. Yes, tomorrow I have to pay you. Good, but now it's your bar. Enachanami, I did a terrible thing. I wasn't careful with my shor and created a bar in your chotze. But now it's your chiv to go ahead and take care of that bar. So the shita asks, Taisa Rosh over there asks that you see that it's not called a tainus karka. You can't go ahead and be mechuyach person. That's the kasha. The I know it's in the Gemara there. It says that the Baal HaChatzah has to fill it up.
Right.
So the Shita asks, if you say, he doesn't quote the Rav, he just says, if you say that I could force you to go and fill up, so that means it's your bar. You're the one who's supposed to be filling up. What are you making me chive on a bar that you're supposed to be filling up? I have a right to go ahead and force you to fill it up.
Okay.
That's the that's
two really two separate issues. I mean, one is the Nizik, and one is one is a chiv to be mashed on the other person's mouse, and the other one is being responsible for being ashamed.
Right, but why is he ashamed of it? It's not his responsibility to fill it. He didn't do anything. He didn't dig it up. The Gemara says that you chayv on kriya, or if you're mechuyev to be mamalit. There's something in your rishus, or something you're responsible for, and you're mechuyev to
fill it up. Right?
He's not mechuyev to fill it up.
So why should he be responsible?
Well, right, exactly. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's that, responsible.
No, it's not.
as somebody else feeling falling into his bar, he's still responsible.
Why? Why is he responsible? For what? That's what he's saying. For what reason? Because he has to fill it up. Right. You're right, but you're chayev the gemara. You never dug it up. He didn't create the takala. The takala is because he didn't fill it up. Not filling it up is not his chayev. It's the other person's chayev. If there's a din that you can go ahead and.
If there's a bar in your shoes, you have to cover it, even if you didn't create it.
No, if you didn't create it, not true. Only because either you created. No. But what's the difference over here? You're letting somebody come in, and you have a bar over there. What the chiv of bar is only because you're mechuyev. Either you create it, or you mechuyev to mimalit. If you have, there's not. So one of the two is the mechayev, not just I'm a bar in rishus
rabbin. But couldn't you distinguish? On the one hand, it's my responsibility because it's my bar. I have a claim against you. I can make you do it, but it's still my responsibility.
So let's the Rashba in Bava Kama. This is the Shita's Kasha. The Shita is now the Rashba in Bava Kama in that Gemara. The Rashba in Bava Kama says like this: he says that when he quotes this Gemara, he asks a certain Kasha. You don't have to go into what the Kasha is. He says that Hocha Chayv Bala Chotza, the Kivin the Bala Shor Mishalim Loi Nezek Chatzeirei. Right? So he says, Hevel Elimluye Habar de Kabayrehu. Mashra, that the Rashba is saying like this. He's sort of saying in the Kimta, that since the other person is paying you for it, he goes and he pays you for it, is Memela, the responsibility is not on myself anymore. Now the responsibility goes on the Bala Chotza. Once this person, meaning the Mazik, the Bala Shor, is going to pay, look at the lashon. The kivin the bala shor mishalim loy nezek chatzayr.
That's the Rashba.
That's a practical problem.
See, he doesn't hold it.
Let's first. The Rashba himself says the kivin the bala shor mishalim loy nezek chatzayr. Hevel elimluya bar de kabayruhu. As he says, since I paid you, it's not my responsibility. I paid you. I'm nostalgic from over here. Now it's your chiyuv to go ahead and do it, right? So Lemaisa, before we, as what Bavram said, is that the Raven himself in Memches, Nagamar and Bava Kama, says Mamish with this Rashba says, Misha Hichnis Bayre Bechutzer and so forth. He says that Hoyel Mutalov the Sosmo Xosso Rivalo Osarekulo so, and he says, but says Hoyel the Bala Chotzer that the Bal HaShor paid. He says, because he asks Akasha from different Gemara, again, we have to have Akasha, but right now he says that since he went ahead and he paid for it. Since he went ahead and he's shilaim bishvil nizkar, shilaim.
What? Shilaim sounds like he already paid.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't know if he's saying. Let me just see. One second. No, the Rashba didn't. He didn't say he's mechuyev. The Rashba says im shamazgar in bol. The kibin the bala shor mishalim lo nezek chatzayr. It's mishalim. Yeah, but and then if he, all right, let's say you're right. So therefore, what? Either way, he's the pshat is. What's the difference?
Yeah.
And if you didn't pay,
that means he was mishalim.
What?
If it's his responsibility to fill it, and he pays, so he is.
He's mistalik from it, right? But he's not. Let me see the Rashba's lashon. The right is lashon. No, it was never. That's the case, obviously.
Why did it go up?
certainly seems to be different once he pays.
What?
It certainly seems to be different
right.
once he pays.
Right, but he's... The right Rashba says also Misham, he pays for it. There's no
what
difference.
The
so, what?
What is exact Russian?
He's Mishalim, Kivin Shem Mishalim Loi. Misham, he pays for it. I don't really see the difference would be if you want to be.
Is that the Russian in the Rashba?
Yeah, that's what, it says Mishalim Loi, Kivin the Mishalim Loi. But I don't
that's
see the difference. That's yeah, the Rashba also says, but I don't see the difference so, really. What's the difference?
He's
Misham, he was. I understand the words, but it doesn't. As far as relinquishing the Chiv to be Mamalis, it's not there. So. But yeah, so Rabban Zizkel, it's a steer in the Rashba itself. The Rashba itself, here the Raivin himself answers in such a way that the Raivin answers that the pshat is that since you have to go ahead and since he went ahead and pays, he's not chayv anymore. And yet the Rashba asks on the Raivin, how could you say it's called a tvias karka? He can't be machriachim. So Bemison like this. Bemison, if you look well in the Lashonis of the Rishonim over here, in the Ravid, it doesn't say anything that you could be machriachim to go ahead. The Minchas Chinuch, who brings the Shach, that the Shach understood that that's a poshet that you could allow to go ahead and be machriachim. That you could go ahead and be machriachim to be mamala de chafira. Right, it could be mamala chafir. That's what he understood in order to answer the Magen Mishnah's kasha, right? And that was the Rashba's kasha too. It was a Magen Mishnah. Yet, when it comes to understanding the Gemara, the same Rashba says he paid for it. That means he's saying is that you could be mamala the chafira. Al koch, you have to say in the Rashba that even though it's mavur in the Teisur Bein of Parrots that you can be machriach the person to go ahead and fill it up. The Rashba obviously didn't hold that way. You could be machriach the person. The pshat is like this. The pshat is you have a chiyuv to be mashlim the hezek. You have a chiyuv to be mashlim the hezek. Right? You have a chiyuv to go ahead and be mashlim the hezek. How you mashlim the hezek? You mashlim the hezek by going ahead and filling the chafira. Right? You're filling the chafira. But if the person says, I want to pay damim, it really wouldn't make a difference. Why? Once he says that. In other words, you can't say to him, I don't want damim. I want you to fill it up. In other words, my chiv is taka to go and rectify. What's that? To go ahead and fill up the bar. But what if I say, listen, I'll give you money, you get the handyman, you get the person to do it. If you look at the Rush in first parak of Bava Kama, everyone remembers as kids the sugya of Terech Nevela, right? Who's the Terech, right? When a Nevela falls into a bar and so forth. So he says over here, and Simin Yud Aleph, that the Terech Nevela, there is, yeah, Hilchas Alamazik, Mutl Avi Nevela, bring up the Nevela. So he says like this, V'chein Nechol Chav Dalad Ovis, all the Ovis Nezikin, Masu, Mefagel, Koyf, all the things, except for Gnevet, it's a din of Chaim Shnayim, Mishom, Shetzach L'Shalom O'Behem O'Vekelem Shleimim, V'Nevela V'Ashvarim L'Ganav, U'L'Gazin, the Ganav K'siv Chaim Shnayim, V'Gazin K'v'Eshek Zeh, V'Gazin K'v'Eshek Zeh, Miu mos yochol litein loy. Or it's even though I go ahead and fix it. Mos yochol litein loy kiktei. De mali hein mali de mehen. What's the difference if I'm giving back the thing itself, which means I'm choifer the bar? I rectify the bar, I fill up the bar, or I give you dumb. Kivin shiochol. These could go and do such a thing. So in other words, what the Rosh is saying is. That when it comes to the din that I have to in Nezikin, let me just—I believe I focused that at the Machan Ephraim. Machan Ephraim has a shayla like this. First, we'll say the shayla itself. We know in Bava Kama we learned that the din by gzeila is ke'en shegazal. In other words, let's say I steal something. Gemara Bava Metzi in Bava Kama, somebody steals something that's worth one, and it goes up to four, right? And then something happens, it gets struck by lightning, whatever, the behemah, the Tava Vishas, not Tava Vishas, Isba Memeli stole a bottle of wine, and the wine broke, whatever happened, it froze and it broke. So the din is that you have to pay according to what it was worth when you stole it. If you stole, it was worth one, and now it's four, you pay one. If you stole when it was four and it went down to one, you pay four. It's Ka'en Shagaza, right? Gemara makes drushes, Ka'en Shagaza. So the Machan Ephraim has a shot like this. Misha hizik shum chayfetz b'chaveroi, v'haya shava ba'isa shah chamisha. It was worth five. V'achakach, now he comes to pay him, a week later, he says, he broke my thing, he brings Zaydim, whatever, he admits. B'shasperon huzel, it went down, v'ayna shava arba, and it's only worth four. Or the opposite, went from four to five. He says, kama chayv l'shlume. Ibru l'inyin gzeh levadu, we know kaimel and the chayv l'shan, shayv shava b'shasa gzeh, if it was worth five, it went down to four. He says, he can't give him another kli. Right? If it was worth $5, and now this kli is $4, I can't go ahead and buy for $4, here's the kli back. So I don't want the kli, I want $5. In order to, you took a bottle of wine and you smashed it. Nowadays with the dry ones, I can't say anymore $5, right? But you go ahead and you break a $100 bottle of wine, like we know people have, and now it went down to $80, a chveis. So you can't say, I'll buy an $80 bottle of whatever it is, right? And then I'll give it to him. You have to give him $100, right? That's the shayla, right? So he says, but by gezel you can't, like if you stole it. Ikla mei medavka ga begazen hu dahochi, mishum de goli korka ein shagoza. Bishar mazik, efshad the sagi, you can give him another kli. It's not worth $100, it's only worth $80 now. He says, it doesn't matter. He says, you find that mazik is a different din. Mazik, I have to replace what I have to give you. And then later on, we'll see what the Rashi says. But Akoponim, as far as the Rashi, what Bavram mentioned, in the Rashi, you have to say clear. Then the Rashi, again, the Rashi asks Akasha. You, Ravid, says that if you go ahead and you want him to be mamala the chafiras, so what's the din? The din is that it's called a tvias mamin, right? It's called a tvias mamin, tvias damin, not a tvias karka, right? It's not called a tvias karka, right? And yet, so it sounds like he's saying like a bein of parrots. That he's saying like the Magen Mishnah. That's what he's asking. And yet, in Bava Kama, when he talks about the Gemara, why the Bala Chotzer is chayef, he says because he paid him. Mashi, if he didn't pay him, he would have to go ahead and Phil, he already paid him.
Wait, that's consistent.
No. Again.
If you already paid.
Right, exactly. So what does it mean he already paid? You're right.
He paid the money.
So right. So if he didn't pay, what would it be? What would he
have? Maybe if he didn't pay the
he would be have to be choy for the karka. So the choy should be a tvias karka. That's the point. In other words, in Shavuos, the Rashi asks, what kind of tvias? It's not called a tvias karka, it's a tvias damin. Right, that's what he's asking. So it sounds like he's saying is, you have to pay me damin. Doesn't matter. That's the din. And in Bava Kama, he says it's an akimta. He was mishalim him. He gave it to him. So man, if he pay in mail or what, he's not asking anymore. You can't ask him anymore for bichay for the karka. By paying him, he's removing the chiyuv.
I thought it was a raga that said to you.
Yeah, the Ravid and the Rashba. We first started the Rashba, but the Ravid say the same thing. That's not the point. The point, it says Mishal. So if Kimish Shila Mishal, but the point is the Rashba is saying that because he paid, he's not responsible. Mashu would add that, he would have to go ahead and dig and straighten out the hole. And yet he asked that's not called the Tvias Karka. Right? So in one place it's Mashma, that it is a tvias karka, another place it's not a tvias karka. Akocha daf, you have to say that the Rashba says that's not called a tvias karka. Kol zman that I can't be machriach you to go ahead and do it. In other words, you have a right, that's what we said with the Rush, you have a right to go ahead and say, I'm not going to give you money, I'm going to go ahead and fix the bar, I'm going to fix the karka, that is, I'm going to fix your karka. I have a right to do that. You can't force me to pay you $100. I could do it myself, right? If I get a cheap handyman, so that's what I'll pay. That's what I'll do. I'll fix it. Which is not lavdafka by by karka, by the way. It could be by all mazikin, right? I hit your car, you say it's $1,000 damage, but I have a friend who's willing to do it for $500, and you can't get that friend. He's not going to do it for you, but he's going to do it for me. You can't force me, right, to go ahead and do it that way. But it's mashin rashba, but I could do it. I can, you know, you can't force me to get a, to go ahead and bring it to the shop. I have to bring it to the shop. But lamais, if I say I want to bring it to my mechanic because he's going to give me a good job, then you could do it. But I can't force you to do it. That's what the Rashba is saying. What the Rashba is saying is, this is not called the Tvias Karka, because even though you can go ahead and dig it up, but I can't force you. Cause mind that I can't force you, that's not called the Tvias Karka. Right? That's what you see from this Rashba. In other words, that from this Rashba you see that the din of forcing a person, right, from forcing a person is doesn't apply. There's no such thing as forcing a person to go ahead. Not like the Shach says. The Shach says that according to, which is a Rabbeinu Peretz again, that according to the Raiva you could force a person. But the Rashba holds you can't force a person. That's as far as the steer in the Rashba. The Raiva, one could say, is Raiva holds that you could force a person. Right? That would be that that you could go ahead and do it. Oh, now, the only problem with that is the Shita himself in Bav Metzia, right there, where we had the Kashi before, his Lush, he brings the Raivet over there. Look, I've been a Gemara there, what's called Tvias Karka. So he says, Ikal Meim, but the Lord told him, Minei Dmei Mahazik HaChafiris, El Shiyachsa V'yamala Oysen, V'hu Moide Loi Shiyamale. He's Moide to him that he will be Mamalit. He says, I will be Mamalit. Meaning, what if he says, I'm not going to do it, I'm going to give you Dhamim. Rashba holds the Tzmashra over here, that he goes ahead and he says that if he's not going to be Moida to be Mamalim, then it's not called Karka. In other words, you can't force him. Only if he's Moida that he wants to go and do it. He goes ahead and he says, I will fill it up. Right? He's Moida Shemal Oysa. But Stam, you cannot be Machriachim. It's clear in the Ravid that he holds not like the Rebbein Peretz, not like the way the Minchas Chinuch quotes from the Shach, that he can go ahead and force him, like we're saying in the Rashba. So, let's get back to second to the Machan Ephraim. The Machan Ephraim has this shaila, how much you pay a person. In Mazik, do you pay him according to what you Mazik, the original worth, or do you have to just have a replacement? And as again, you damage something worth five, and now it's only worth four. Do I pay you five, or can I buy you the thing and replace? A replacement, not replacement value, but rather give you the money that will replace it right now, or replace the thing itself. So the Machan Ephraim says over there that he says it depend upon the machloikas, the Rambam and the Ravid. It's according to the Rambam, the Dmei Karka is Karka, right? So what is he's saying like this? The Rambam holds that it's called Karka, because the Rambam holds that when you damage my Karka, so the Pshat is you chayev to go ahead and pay for my, to be Mamala the Karka. You chayev to pay, you chayev to take care of being Mamala the Karka. In other words, this is what the Machan Ephraim wants to be told. We'll see in a second. He wants to say this Shaila by Mazik, if it has the same din of Gzela, do you pay Kain Shehizik, or do you pay, or do you go ahead and pay and give a replacement? Just go ahead and take buy a new car, buy a new bottle, place and give him a new bottle. So he says, what do you see from the Rambam? From the Rambam, you say that if you damage my karka, that's called Tvias Karka. Why is that called Tvias Karka? So Machan Ephraim understands from there, because I can make you fill up the hole. So if I can make you fill up the hole, that means what's the Indian of Mazik? What's the tzur of Mazik? To go ahead and replace what I damage. Not to pay you for the damage, to replace what damage. Right? I could go ahead and make you go ahead and fill it up. So he says, but according to the Ravid, that... He says that according to the Ravid, that Dmei Karka is kemetaltalin, so the Ikka Chiyuv of a Mazik is Dumim to pay. That's what the Machan Ephraim says. L'chor it's Tamua. I don't understand the Machan Ephraim. The Ravid is Moida to the Rambam if he says, Be Mamala. If he tells him, Be Mamala my Chafiris. And the guy says, I'm Moida, but only $100, not $200. That's called Karka. So obviously in the Ravid, that's called that you go ahead and you have to go ahead and be mamala the chafir. He's moida that he will do it. He says, "You're right. I damage you, but not two holes. One hole, right? So mamala, I'm gonna go ahead and fix up one hole, but not two holes. So why is that called tefiya karka? To pay your money, Torah says, you see, even according to Ravid, that's called karka. So how could the Machane Ephraim says, according to the Ravid, it's called a domim. It's called a tvias domim. That's the problem. Right? And also, the Ravid, as we said in Bava Kamma, he said, Dalei Ramil Muyerak, he could go ahead and say, and get, take himself off by paying domim. The Ravid says over there, really he has to be mamalid, but he can get rid of that by paying domim. So obviously you see, there is a din. So you have to say that the Ravid holds, avada, there's a din that I'm chayv to be mamalid. I'm chayv to be mamalid. I have to go ahead and be mamalid the bar. Whereas the Ravid holds, avada, there's a chayv to be mamalid the bar. That and that prat, avada, the minchas chinuch, the shach, is correct in the Rajba, in the Ravid, that there's a din that you have to be mamalid the bar. Person has to be mamalabar. But, and therefore it's called the tvias karka. Except, shepoiter atzma, when he goes ahead and he says, I'll give you mammon, like the Rajba says in Shikam Bamitziya Dafhe, that he says, the Lord Tavimine Dme Mazak Vios Shiachsa Vimal Noisan, Vuhu Moy de la Shimala. That's only way it is a haidah on the karka. He wants to do it. In other words, he's kaveya that since he wants to go ahead and do the karka, it's called a din of karka. In other words, according to the Ravid, the fact that he wants to go ahead and do it, and therefore he's chayev to do it, he is chayev be'etzem to fix it up. He's chayev to go ahead and fix the bar. That's called a din karka. That's called a din karka. Elowat. He can get out of it by paying damim. Getting out of it by paying damim, right, is still called a It's still called a tvi and karka. In other words, because I'm asking you to be mamalila, and if you admit you were mamalila, that means you're saying over here now the din and dvarm between us. What's going on over here? The mazik says you were mazik too. You have to fill it up. He says I'll fill up one. That means he's saying is amoida am chayv to you in yone karka dine karka. There's a karka over here that I'm going to be mamalila you. You can't be machriach me for. No, the shach understood I could be machriach you, like it says in Rabbeinu Peretz. The Ravid holds, and like we see Pashas in the Rajba, I can't be machriach you. The pshat is, you can't be machriach you because I could pay up money. Mali hein mali de mehen. Eina chanami. What it costs now is what I'm going to have to pay. Or it's the Machane Ephraim understood that according to the Ravid, you're going to pay the original hezek. The original hezek is 5. No. I could pay you 4 right now because that's what it costs. That's the market price right now to be mamalidus. This hezek. The market price now, if I get a handyman to fill it up, it's 4. All I have to give you here is 4, you go get it. Mali hein mali de mehen. I gave you the I'm paying you back the nezek of the karka. But kolzman, I'm saying that I'm going to be mamal the karka. What am I saying? The din and dvarm between you and I is, do I have to be mamal two karkas or one karka? That's a tvia of karka. Again, the Magen Mishnah's kasha on the Ravid was, mechatesi, you couldn't force a person to go ahead and be mamal. Is it such a din? In the Rambam, he learns, the pshat in the Rambam is, it's not because I could force you. The pshat in the Rambam is, the Magen Mishnah's learning is, since the source of the tviya comes from karka, that's dmei karka kakaka. But you, Ravid, you hold dmei karka is not kakaka, so mig mamal lochah is also dmei karka, because you can't force me. You want to do it, because someday, if I agree that you should fill and you agree to do it, so why not? No, the pshat is amuchuyim mitzad adin. In Hilchas Mazik, amuchuyim to go ahead and do it. Except there's a din of mali hein mali demand, like the Rosh says. So memela depends on the situation. If the pshat is that I'm saying I'm not going to do it, I'm going to give you a damim, that means like this. You're saying be memela 2 bagus, that's $200. I say, listen, I damaged one, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to give you money and you take care of it. That means the din and dvarim between us is a din and dvarim of $200 and $100. That is metalton and metalton is nishbarna metalton. Masha Enkin, if I say, I agree with you, I'd rather do it myself, it's cheaper, I could get a handyman, I could do it myself, I know how to do it. That means I'm being done with you, legabe karka. Since I'm being done with you, legabe karka, that's including the din of Einish Bon Karkos. Meaning, the Machen Frank took out from the Ravid that it's called, that it's just a pure domin. That's not, it doesn't arrive it. In the Ravid, it is a din karka. I have to replace the karka, but I could do it other ways. What the nafka minhag would be is in the Machane Ephraim Seir. If it went down in price, it went up in price, right? Or it went up in price, it would be a little stupid to do it. But according to the Ravid, that's what you have to do. And according to the Ravid, if it's it went up in price to be mala, that's what money I have to give you. I don't give you money according to what I damaged. I give you damim according to what it's worth right now, because the pshat is in mazikin, I have to go ahead and rectify the hezek. How do I rectify the hezek? Either by doing it myself or by giving you a damim. But the pshat is, it depends on what's going on, whether you call it a tvi of karka or a tvi of damim. That's what the Rashba. But the Rashba is choylik on this, that the Rashba holds you're not chayv to be mamalit. Just the pshat is that he can go ahead and be kovei himself that he's going to go ahead and do it. He says that's called tashlumin. That's not called karka. The Rashba holds, even though lamaisa you're going to do the karka, but what's if one calls man, I can't be machriach you to go ahead and do the digging of the hole. But the pshat is I have to accept it. That's called a pshat in damim. Why? Because it's not the pshat that I'm asking you to go ahead. And the Rashba only said like this. It's called your bar. Why is it called your bar? Because you're chayv to be mamalit. You're chayv to be mamalit. Until you pay for it, only want to pay for it, then the din is that it's you're relinquished from that. But kolzman, you have to do it. That's because mazik is the pshat. You have to be mashrim the tashlumen. How you mashrim tashlumen? Either by fixing it up or giving you. But it's a din tashlumen. The din and dvarim is a din tashlumen. Tashlumen doesn't mean necessarily money. The Rashba holds tashlumen means if I have to do an act of fixing it up, like fixing karka, even though it has to do with karka, but lamaisa is, that's not called tfiyas karka. So in other words, it comes out according to three shitas. The Rambam holds that anything that's based on karka, anything that's based on karka, if I go ahead and have a tviya, that the source of the tviya is tviya's karka. You will damage my field. So it doesn't matter what I'm, Rambam, you don't see what you have to pay. But if, since the source comes from karka, that is a din of karka. The Rashba holds, no. The Rashba holds that karka means karka itself. Esa gefanim, chamisha gefanim, you gave me two fields, I gave you one field, right? I owe you one field, I owe you two fields, that's already called a field. I'm talking about the field, what I have to do field. But if I have to go ahead and be mashlum the hezek, that's called a dine tashlumen, right? You're mashlum the hezek, that's a din tashlumen. And the Ravid's in between. The Ravid's saying like this, avada, my din is to be mamalad a karka. And since my din is, ekar din, I have to be mashlum. What does that mean to be mashlum? To go ahead and fix this karka. Fixing the karka is called karka. Now that I say I'm not going to do it, I have a right to go and say, listen, how much does it cost? Mali hain mali demand. That means the din depends on what the din and dvarim between the two, the mazik and the nizik. If the pshat is I'm willing to do it, but only one, so it's a din and dvarim and karka. Din and dvarim karka. There's no shua. Masha enkein, if the din and dvarim between us is, he says, I'm not going to pay, I'm going to pay you. I'm not going to get that. And you can't be machriach me. Right? There's no din of hechrich, right? Chazal knew it, I don't know. But there's no din that you can be machriach me. All there is a din that I go ahead and have a choice. The real din, again, is that I have to fill up your karka. That's what seems, I have to do it. But there's a din of mali hain mali demand. So now, if I say I'm willing to pay you, and I have a right, like the Rosh says, mali hain mali demand, the din and dvarim between us is how much money they owe you. How much money is what he called damim. Damim is a vadi teka shvua. Masha enkin, if I'm ready, I want to do it myself, I want to get a handyman, whatever the case is, and I want to go ahead and fill it, so then the din and dvarim is a din and karka. And that's what the Ravid holds, that's called Einish Bond Mekarka. So, but the point is that the Rashba Fakat and the Ravid, it's not Mashal, like the Shach says, like the Menachem Chizkiyahu quotes from the Shach, that I could be Machriach, that the Ravid holds like a Machriach. Einach Hanami Divrei Shach Yitaka find in the Rishayim. That's Rabbeinu Peretz. And as we have a Shitas Rabbeinu Peretz, another Shita. Rabbeinu Peretz holds that you could force the person Taka to go ahead and fix up the Kaka. But anyway, that would be Machloikas, and I think that answers the Ravid, hopefully. Shkoyach.
Parsha.
Parsha? Yeah. I didn't know that. Okay, you have to remind me every year. Which parsha? Next week parsha? This week?
The one.
What?
Big one.
Okay, fine. Right. That's okay. Fine. They're just. I was thinking today that Dalad L'Sheinah Shel Geula. There's Dalad L'Sheinah Shel Geula. Right. We have Dalad L'Sheinah Shel Geula. V'tzeisi v'tzalti. So this Vasemis is already aimed on that you see the other Lashainis, we understand I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim. This Sheba, that Sheba, Rishayim go into different things. Rishayim go into different things what I'm doing exactly. But the last one, So it doesn't say, it says you'll be ma'am. It doesn't say anything about what happens with that. You're not going out on Mitzrayim, there's no Shibut. In Rishayim, Ramban says it's going on Matan Torah. The Klal Yisrael became an Am Segula. Rabbeinu Bachya adds a little. He says because the Pshat is that's really going out in Shibud. Ein lecha ben chayin el misha isik b'Torah. In other words, becoming an Am. But interesting, we know that there's a fifth kois, right? There's the next lashon ve'vesi, ve'vesi, and it's a big machlekes Rishayim if there is such a thing as the fifth kois. It's a whole, remember in Pesachim, there's different gisos. Kois chamishi, gomer lo v'hela, whether you do, you drink it, the mitzvah and the mufcha. Morales Taka says, you should drink the fifth kois. My Shver Zichron Baruch told me when he first got married, the first few years, they used to eat by the Rashi Rav Hutna. And Rav Hutna was darshaning and talking there. And he said, okay, lo mabench, and they forgot to eat the afikoyimin. It happened to Rashi too. So I could say, in Vach Zavitri says, it happened once to Rashi. Rashi forgot to eat the afikoyimin. So the din is, as far as I remember, the din is you have to wash again. They benched already. They went. The Bachum were afraid Poshet to tell the Rishiva. They were scared to tell them. So follow my Shvei got up enough courage. But after benching, said, we didn't eat Afi Koim. And they're waiting. You know, they started benching the Rishiva. So you have to wash again and drink another Kais. So Shteitz Chavut Nur Zili says, ich allemal gewalt trinking the Maral's fifth Kais. He says, I want to always drink the Maral's fifth Kais. But what's the kapshat that we don't have a fifth kais? Why don't we? What's with it? Chazal Tzmash, these are the four lashonos. Rashbam and Bava Basra, Taka says, different neschos or what? Rashi brings it the way without the vesi. Why not? Why isn't the vesi? So, Be'etzim, the vesi is spoken by going to Eretz Yisrael. And the Maisa that door didn't go to Yisrael. You know, the Maral goes into a few places that once they did the Chet the Meraglim, they didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. That was not a real Yitzis Mitzrayim. Yitzis Mitzrayim we have is we went out of Shibut. But going into Yitzrayim, we didn't really get. We didn't have the going into Mitzrayim, into Eretz Yisrael. We went, but we went out again. That means we don't, till if they would have not had the Chet Maglim, that's it. There wouldn't have been any more Churban, right, as we know. Right? The Gemara says that the Megalgon Schus Adei Zaka Chayv Adei Chayv, that the day, it's an ominous day. And that's when the churban happens, but so bakoponim. So the hevesi, or it's the chayrus that we have that we experience leil pesach by night kilu yotzim mitzrayim is the yitzis mitzrayim. But the hevesi is something that we're taka lacking. We're taka lacking over there. So svasem is this is the I'm just saying it. But the svasem says the mari dekazach. He says this churban is we know because of sin is chinim. He says four lashens geula keneged the gimel averus chamuris. And sin is chinim, which the Gemara says is shokel keneged gila reis fichas damana. He says that's the last one. In order to have the hevesi, in order to really come to hevesi, so we need that we rid ourselves of sin is chinim, that kol yisrael are together. If you have that, and that's through Torah, that you go, a person learns Torah as bakshem, you all do, and you struggle to Torah and you understand the Torah, that is what takes us to the real geula mitz Hashem. In Shem Shmuel says a Mary de Gevard. Shem Shmuel says like this. We know that the Mishnah says, "Bein koisis alalu, between the koisis you're allowed to drink." Okay, we don't because we're not used to drinking wine. But be'etzim you're allowed to drink between the koisis. Bein shlishi l'revi lo yishta. Between the third kois and the fourth kois, you're not allowed to drink. The third kois, the fourth kois, different reasons over there. So he says, the Shem Shmuel, hoyel that the Ramban, Rishenim say that the last lashon is Kabbalah Satira. He says everything goes in shlavim, everything goes in degrees and in different steps. A person has to take a little step, another step, you know, slow. He says once you get to the third step, right, and it's you're ready for Kabbalah Satira, he says there's nothing in between. You have to go straight to it. Once you get, you take yourself out of this shibud, out of that shibud, to go into Matan Torah, a person has to mekabel himself right away. Once he's already ready, person's bachshem as we are, hopefully that we work ourselves, we our Yiddishkeit is intact, hopefully, and we have what's right, but a person has to go and learn. in the Geula, right, we know that Gol, Geula, means also to reveal. We live in a man, we know Nebuch, the amount of tzaris there is, klauso, and the klal, and the prat. A few weeks ago here in Flatbush, unbelievable, unspeakable, unfathomable tragedies. And that everything we do something, it helps for us in the Geula to reveal more. The somebody told me in my Vedika, it's, you know, the Yisurin that they are nowadays. Somebody told me, I don't know these Hasidish. I'm good in Polish Hasidus, but the Skver Rebbe, one of the Skver Rebbes, I don't know if Abitzkel Skver was the first Skver Rebbe, I'm not familiar. One of the Skver Rebbes. So he had a grandson. He was 6 years old. And he used to ask him every day, what was your Seyda Yom? If I say he lived by him, he became, I guess, a Rebbe himself. I don't remember the name. And he asked him, what'd you do? Every day he would ask him, what'd you do? And he'd tell him the Seyda Yom. So one day he told him, Zayda, today I stood on the gate and I looked into the marketplace. He was a six-year-old. He says, they told me that Elio was found in the marketplace. Elio's in the shuk, right? So he says, so did you see him? He says, no, but so what did you see? He says, I saw like this. I saw that all the seichim of behemoths, of shvarim, of animals, of bulls, oxen, come. And when they want to sell it, they tie them up to a post, a tree. And I noticed that some of the animals stay there quietly, you know, they're patient. And the other ones try to, you know, go ahead and remove themselves. And they get more entangled and more entangled to come out and choke themselves. So he says, I learned a big lesson. I learned when the Baruch Hashem gives you Yisurin, take it in stride. Don't try to fight the Baruch Hashem's Yisurin. Realize that the Baruch Hashem is bringing us into somewhere. And realize to be makabel it and work with it. If you try to fight the Yisurin, then you get more and more entangled. So he told him, I don't know if you saw Leo Navi, but I think Leo Navi saw you. I think he gave you a big lesson on life, he said. The Baruch Hashem should help us that we shouldn't know any more Yisurin, but to realize that it is his man, the Maridika Yisurin, with all Baruch Hashem that we have, but there's Maridika Yisurin and Klal Yisrael to be sensitive to people's Yisurin, to live and understand that Mitz Hashem, that everything, and Maridika Tzlach, just want to tell you a word, Tzlach just came to mind. The Gemara says that "Bayomahu Yashem Echad Ishmoyechad." So Gemara says up to "Idne Lavecha." The Baruch Hashem is not one today. What does it mean? It says "Loika Olam Hazeh Olam Haba." Olam Hazeh. There's two brachas. There's a bracha of Toiv HaMeitiv. You have something good. You drink some good wine together. We talk about the wine, right? And until a few years ago, I did not know there was such a thing as dry wine. I knew Crown Heights we drank. Malaga or whatever we drank, but all of a sudden the five towns, everybody brings me on Purim dry wine that ruined my taste for the other wine. I don't know what to say, but you make a bracha teiva meita, right? Teiva, he says. But Rachman Tzlan, there's also a bracha of Baruch Dayan Emes Shem Yirachem. You should never know when you lose a loved one. So he says, Blasad Lava. He says there'll be only one bracha. The Gemara says a teiva meitiv. That's right. In other words, it's a Hashem Echad. You only think, and as if a person will go ahead and say Dina Emes Toiva Meitiv on Rachman Atzlan on a tragedy, it's a bracha batala. In the next world, there'll be only one bracha. So in Tzlach, he said, a maggot passed through his town, and he asked him, what is the Gemara saying basically? He says, in Olam Hazeh, this is good, and what we perceive as bad. In the next world, everything is good. Fine. Why does the Gemara express it with a bracha? Let the Gemara just say, in this world, there's good and there's bad. In next world, there's only good. Why does it say in the next world we'll make one bracha? Just say in the next world everything will be good. There'll be no diet. There'll be no tragedies. There'll be no yisurin. So mamela is only one bracha. But you don't have to express it only bracha. Why does it say on a bracha? Zokta Tzlach, he said, Amori Dekazach. He says over there. He says no. The pshat is in the next world. Not you. Everything will be good. That's pashit. Yom Shikula Toiv. In the next world we'll get up. I will make a toiv meitiv on all the tragedies that we have, all the Yisurin that we went through, Shem Yirachem, you should never know from it. And those things itself was realized from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that was a Taveseinu. It was the Rebbeinu Shel Olam had a master plan, as we call it. And you'll make a bracha, Toiva Meitav, on those Yisurin of Olam Hazu, we should never know. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam should help that Klal Yisrael Shetaka see no more Yisurin, and we should be Zeichem Mitz Hashem, the Gula Shleima Mitz Hashem.
Oh, hey. Sorry.